With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Democrat challenging three-term Montana House incumbent Kimberly Dudick is apologizing for making false statements in a mailer voters received last week.
I'm really sorry. I'm really embarrassed that I let this happen.
Matt Bell's mailer claimed endorsements from Montana conservation voters, Planned Parenthood, and the state's largest labor union. All statements were untrue. House District 94 incumbent Kimberly Dudick.
In Montana, we take people at their word, and we have to trust that what they say is true. And that's not what we're getting from my opponent, and we need more from our politicians.
This afternoon, Bell posted an apology to Facebook saying that the, quote, misleading literature was his responsibility. He said the false statements were meant as, quote, placeholders in a draft, and that he intended to revise the mailer but failed to do so. For Dudick, Bell's Facebook post did little to improve the situation.
I have a hard time thinking that this is rectified at all, and that somebody like that, who's plainly misleading voters, should be elected to office.
Matt Bell.
I know that we're all looking for integrity in our elections, and I let myself down. I let some of the voters down.
Bell says he's reached out to Dudick and other Democratic leaders and offered his apology and an explanation. He says he's also publishing a letter in the Missoulian and looking into a follow-up mailer. The Associated Press reports that nearly a third of Montana's absentee voters have already returned ballots ahead of next week's primary. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.